This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Russell This. I'm very pleased that you could join me. And as usual, at this point, what we do is we get a little plug in for my book, so here goes. If anyone would like a copy of my book, it's called Assassin, The Man Behind the Mask. All you have to do is go to www.CROWBARPRESS.com. All right, that's out of the way. You know, golly, I've had tremendous response from my comments last week about the personal appearance that Nick and I did in McDonough, Georgia for promoter Ronnie Gossett. You know, I've heard from old friends, I heard from wrestling fans, both past and present fans, and they were all excited to hear that an independent show did as well as this one did. And a lot of fans were inquiring about the possibility of getting a show into their area. You know, and all this response just, to me, just goes to prove what I've been saying all along, that a good, professionally run independent promotion can still successfully compete in today's market. The people are starved for pro wrestling geared towards the family and not just a TNA show. You know, leave the TNA show for the strip clubs. You know, Gossett, as I said last week, did, in my opinion, a great job getting local sponsors and sponsorships, and he did a great job advertising his show. Everybody knew that it was going to be there. You know, there were people from at least four different counties attending that I know of, and probably even more than that. And I know the capacity of the building, and I saw the people that were there. And this is not just a guesstimate, but I can pretty well back this up. He had more than 1,500 paid admissions. And I can tell you that. I can tell you this much. That's a 1,250 more than TNA drew in Macon the last time they came through Georgia. Maybe they should have Gossett promoting the shows for them. Anyway, he's running several more shows in Georgia through the end of this year. And as soon as I find out exactly where they're going to be, I'll let everybody know. I even heard from several of the young wrestlers wanting to know how to get in touch with Gossett so they could see about getting booked on his shows. So the word is out in and around all the independents, you know, both promotions as well as his talent. You know, and about how successful the McDonough show actually was. Most of the promoters, I guess, are, from all indications, are green with envy. And most of the talent, all they want to do is just get on one of his shows, you know. And I don't look for Gossett to rest on the success of the McDonough show. I think he's got something to prove and is going to work extremely hard to make every show he promotes a success. You know, and I'm certainly all for that. You know, I want desperately to see an independent promotion successfully survive the monopoly that WWE has on wrestling right now. You know, good solid competition in promotion has always been good for the wrestling business, and I don't care what WWE tries to make the people believe. Oh yes, they are. I readily admit they're the biggest wrestling promotion in the world now, but they're not doing the type of business that they would have you to believe that they're doing. In fact, nowhere near it. They're just not drawing the huge houses they claim to be drawing. And let's face it, they got four or five guys there that are making the brunt of the money, and which is a lot. And, you know, the rest of them are just a bunch of young guys that have been brainwashed into thinking that just working for WWE is going to make them set for life. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. You know, they have a bevy of young guys that are young and dumb and full of cum and really aren't smart enough or wise enough to be able to figure out that they're not getting the long end of the stick. What they're getting is a short end of the stick and screwed royally in the process. And let me make this perfectly clear to one and all. If anyone takes exception at any of my comments, I'll be more than happy to debate my comments with them, whether it be from the talent standpoint or from office personnel standpoint. You know, now TNA has a little bit different situation. Their biggest detriment is the totally inept people that they got running the show. The ones that are supposed to have a wrestling background can't think past pushing themselves to the top, a position they're not qualified to handle to begin with because of their lack of talent. The people running it that have no previous experience in wrestling just plain and simple don't know. You know, and the only way that TNA can possibly survive is by start to make a profit on their pay-per-views. Because they sure can't survive on what they draw in venues. They lose their ass on just about every show that they try to promote. To me, that's a direct reflection on management's inability to provide fans with what fans really want. You know, they need to take a page out of WCW wrestling's history book and realize the same inept personnel that killed, and I repeat, killed WCW are currently at the helm of TNA. Of course, when they tell the story about the demise of WCW, it's always everybody else's fault but theirs. Now, let me ask you something. If you were in complete charge of a company that went from making millions to losing millions and then eventually going out of business because of your decisions, would that not make you responsible? Well, anyone with common sense. But that's the key word, common sense. You know, common sense is something that's non-existent in their resume. Now, I can never understand why Dixie can't see the error she's making by associating with those losers. I guess she's satisfied with status quo, or maybe I hit the nail on the head last week when I said, or maybe she just doesn't know any better after all. You know, just name me one person that she's ever had in charge of her business that would put themselves, or put the business before themselves and their own personal gain. She hasn't had one person that was professional enough to do that. And I guess that's why the greatest hope for the survival of quality wrestling shows will probably end up in the hands of independent promoters like Ronnie Gossett. Well, those are my thoughts and opinions for this week's segment of Wrestle This. Thanks for joining me. This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.